MoneyXers, welcome to MarketScope for July 2012. Once again, I've dusted off some old treasures from the DX Audio Service AirCheck Library and present them here for your listening enjoyment.
I'm Milt Fullerton, NBC News.
Yeah! Open that budget at 1:05 at WNBC New York! Yeah!
NBC 66 WNBC.
Sisters, I'm 66 WNBC.
What's your name? I have seen you before.
What's your name? That's Don and Juan. That's a good old good one, boy. Reminds me, you know, I just thinking how bad that I used to be at tests in school. There was a point where the only way I could pass a test was to eat it. That just keeps right on a hurt, baby. Johnny Tillerson from 1962.
I cry myself to sleep each night.
All right, Jay, the Techniques, apples, peaches, pumpkin pie.
Hey, I'm not here.
Hello, baby!
Now, for the first time anywhere, a collection of Wolfman Jack's favorite oldies.
Come on, baby, let the good time roll.
Call 1-800-THE-WOLF, and for $6.60, plus a dollar postage and handling, you'll receive 16 great rock and roll hits.
For your love, many a dear have to fall.
Each song has been remastered. These songs sound better than you've ever heard them before. For only $6.60, it's the greatest offer available.
Say it's all right.
Chantilly lace. Slow rockin' Robin, country's really gonna rock tonight.
Wolfman Jack Oldies Volume 1 is not available anywhere else but on this show. The only way to order is to call 1-800-THE-WOLF. MasterCard, Visa, or COD. Only $6.60 plus a dollar postage and handling. Call 1-800-THE-WOLF.
WNBC wants you to give your sweetheart the Valentine's Day gift of a lifetime. Your sweetheart could win the Valentine's Day gift of a lifetime from 66 WNBC.
Here come Tina Turner for all you lovers out there. On 66 WNBC.
You're listening to the greatest songs of your life. The Million Dollar Weekend. Only on 66 WNBC.
Excuse me, but I'm just finishing up this here Chinese food that I had brought in. I'm going to open my fortune cookie now live right here on the air. Okay. Oh, my God. It says many people admire you, but none can be as you are. You feel inspired by others, but only when they are around. And always be thankful for your openness to those you love, because those you love may be close to you, but never can others. Hey, forget it, man. You know.
Well, that was an
accident. I mean, it's too long. I mean, look at this thing, man. It's a book.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
What a fortune you have.
Here's Edwin Starr, 25 miles.
Come on, feet. Start moving. Got to get me there.
Oldies 93 KO DJ. I'm the real Don Steele. I'm playing what you want to hear, baby.
Judy.
Oldies 93 KODJ, there goes my baby. The Drifters and me, the Real Dobbs Deal. Good afternoon, 2:47 right now. I'm coming back with 45 minutes of non-stop oldies.
Rock and Roll USA.
Hi, Rich Fields here, your host every Sunday night at 8 o'clock for Rock and Roll USA. Coming up this weekend, my in-studio guests are going to be Dewey Martin and Bruce Palmer of Buffalo Springfield. That's right, Dewey Martin and Bruce Palmer of Buffalo Springfield. Best of all, you get to call them and talk to them live and toll-free. So get your questions ready, and we'll hear from you Sunday night.
Be listening for Rock and Roll USA, live from Hollywood with Rich Fields, this Sunday night at 8.
Oldies 93. K-O-D-J.
At Rubbermaid, we think it's a shame.
Now, 45 minutes of non-stop oldies.
Oldies 93, K-O-D-J.
Oldies 93, K-O-D-J. I'm the Real Don Steele, and I'm going to be playing at least 15 oldies in a row. Bo Brummels.
I hate to say it, but I told you so. Oh, so long.
This is where rock and roll lives on.
Oldies 93. KODJ, Los Angeles.
Oldies 93. KODJ, let's dance. He's got it, baby. Thank you, Chris Montez. I'm the Real Dodge Deal. I'm going to be playing at least 15 oldies in a row. Can you handle it, Marvin and Kim?
One can have a dream, baby, to make a dream come true.
Oldies 93, KODJ, Skyforce Traffic.
L.A. freeway's looking pretty good for the moment. CSP reporting no. I'm Kelly O'Connell for 93, KODJ, Skyforce.
Thank you, Kelly.
Oldies 93, KODJ.
KODJ, Skyforce Traffic.
There's a car fire burning on the Hollywood Freeway, northbound side of the 170 before Roscoe's. I'm Kelly O'Connell for 93 KODJ, Skyforce.
Thank you, Kelly. The Oldies 93 KODJ Traffic Update has been sponsored by Allen Edwards International.
At Oldies 93 KODJ, the only thing as good as the oldies we play is the cash. Cash we give away.
What's your name?
Jan Brown.
Where you from, Jan?
Simi Valley.
Jan Brown of Simi Valley, have I got news for you. You just won yourself, Jan. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hold on to it, baby. Get a grip.
Okay.
$1,000.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I was on the freeway driving down, and I heard my name, and we dropped off and called.
You're a winner, baby.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I love it. I love KODJ.
Win your share of tens of thousands in cash. Just listen for your name and call us within 30 minutes. It's the Name Game on Oldies 93 KODJ.
Everybody knows that car...
For a growing business, it's the logical next step.
California winners.
Tonight, clear skies, light winds, low 68 degrees. Tomorrow, gonna be sunny and not as hot, they say. High 92. Currently, 85 degrees, and I'm the Real Don Steele, playing the best oldies in the whole world on...
Oldies 93.
Right on.
K-O-D-J.
Do it.
Those times when you're zipping around the radio dial for a song to match your mood, stop a few minutes at Oldies 93 KODJ, Southern California's oldies specialist.
Oldies 93 KODJ, big red rubber ball circling me, the Real Don Steele. Good afternoon at 3:48. We're coming back with 45 minutes of nonstop oldies.
Hi, this is Paul Freeman on Oldies 93. Why don't you join me Monday through Friday for the All Request Lunch Hour? Now we're going to turn it all over to you for an hour, and we'll play the songs that you request. Happens from noon to 1 p.m. weekdays right here on Oldies 93 KODJ.
Meal deals for lunch or dinner only at Baker Square.
Now, 45 minutes of non-stop oldies.
Oldies 93, K-O-D-J.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ran.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ran. Into the ball with the Real Dodge Steel Show. Machine Gun Kelly is next. I'll take everybody tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Till then, bye!
They're really rocking in Boston.
in Pittsburgh, PA. Sweet little baby.
In my imagination, it was my car horn there. Right on key with the last note of that song. It's just a creative process.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Machine Gun Kelly.
Oldies 93, KODJ, Los Angeles.
It is 4 o'clock in Los Angeles with a gunner climbing on for a Wednesday hump day. Stuck on you. Right now, check the bottom of your shoe.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. Stuck on you.
Oldies 93, KODJ, Machine Gun Kelly here with another $1,000 winner on the Real Don Steele Show. Oh, it just happened. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'm having a Real Don Steele attack. Hang on. Congratulations, baby, to Jan Brown, senior battle.
Hey, little girl, you don't have to hide nothing no more.
Oldies 93 KODJ. Let's do some Jerry Lewis here.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Too much love drives a man insane.
Jerry Lewis would be kind of funny.
You broke my will, but what a thrill. This courageous is great. Balls of fire.
Oldies 93, KODJ, Skyforce Traffic.
In the valley, southbound side of that Hollywood freeway south of the Golden State, a fender crunch reported. I'm Kelly O'Connell for 93, KODJ, Skyforce.
Oldies 93, KODJ.
Oldies 93 KODJ and the Gunner. The requests are already coming in today on me. 1961, a number one song from Del Shannon.
As I walk along, I wonder. I run away.
Oldies 93 KODJ and a message in the music here. The undisputed truth about those smiling faces. Yeah, those pearly whites grinning at you. What's behind it? Oh, maybe they don't use the same toothpaste.
Smiling faces. Sometimes, and I got proof.
Oldies 93, KODJ, where the hits just keep on coming.
Oldies 93 KODJ reminding you that the LAPD is looking for hundreds of new officers. Well, what happened to the old ones? All right. If you're in for a challenging job and a high-paying career, we'll check them out with the police department. Give us a call here at KODJ for all the info for you.
Oldies 93 KODJ.
Some of that good old mushy stuff on the radio. I like that, huh? Oldies 93 KODJ. We got a little question mark in the Mysterians right here from 1966. Went to number one in October. Gonna cry 93.1 tears.
Too many teardrops. A 90s dead
tear. The Gunner. KODJ.
Oldies 93 KODJ, rock and roll time. Working the cakes out here with Ray Davies and company. Get it.
Better oldies, less talk.
Oldies 93 KODJ.
Three of the most legendary DJs in top 40 radio for you. Hope you'll like that. Remember, if you have anything as exciting as Wolfman or the Real Don Steele in your market, why not send a recording into MarketScope and share it with the rest of us radio geeks? I'm Phil Wayne. I can be found at 7545 County Highway 71, Harpster, Ohio, 43323-9364. Come on, I dare all of you. Top that air check. Now here are the musings from the members.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello again, fellow DXers. This is Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Rick Jenneret, who has been the voice of the Buffalo Sabres hockey team since 1971, is going into the Hockey Hall of Fame as an announcer in the broadcaster's wing. He started doing the games in the Ontario Junior Hockey League for the old Niagara Falls Flyers on CJRN in Niagara Falls, Ontario, and that is only 18 miles from Buffalo. I'm sorry to note that KWKH Shreveport is not going to be playing country music anymore. They are going to my other love, though, which is sports. Now, they tried news earlier, and it didn't work out, and they went back to their country classics format, but we'll see what happens this time. Well, today, June 10th, 900 CHML Hamilton, Ontario, is 85 years old. Maple Leaf Broadcasting put the station on back in 1927. Today, it's a 50,000-watt station doing news, talk, and sports, and doing very well in its own area.
This is John Wesley Smith from Hallsville, Missouri, and thanks to the fact that 1130 KWKH stays on higher power at night when they probably shouldn't, I have been able to detect that sometime around June 5th or shortly thereafter, they changed formats, and they're doing sports talk radio with apparently the Fox Sports Network. They tried that once before, so we'll see if it lasts this time.
Okay, this is George from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Radio station 860 WNOV is back on the air with the same format that they had when they went off about a couple of months ago. They went on the air as of toward the end of May, they went on the air. So now the FM station, 102.5, is not on the air. I don't think they're going to go back on the air because they're interfering with a station in Madison, Wisconsin, so at 102.5. Have a great day. Have a great night.
Hello, everyone. It's June the 12th here at 3:18 in the afternoon. Joe Schwab from Richmond, Virginia. Wanted to comment on my views on programming and respond to the article that we had about it in the last issue. You know, the more the things change, the more they stay the same. My heart tells me I would love to see a good radio war with two radio stations competing with each other for listeners. But as my wife says, everything's a money thing, and the more things change, the more they stay the same. I'll give you two quick examples. The Great American Country that Drake Chenault had in the 70s and the real country that Cumulus has now. The concept behind the formats is the same programming on dozens or hundreds of stations, just the delivery systems are different with satellites as opposed to reel-to-reel tape, etc. And the network programming way back in the 50s even and 40s. Well, the only thing that's changed is if you have a company owning 500 radio stations, it can do the same thing and do more of it as opposed to selling the programming to 100 radio stations with 50 different owners or whatever. But the concepts are still the same. So what needs to happen is some station that has live programming needs to really make a bunch of money, and the automated programming and satellite programming need to fail so badly that something must happen. Necessity is the mother of invention. And when that happens, you'll see things change in a hurry. Until that happens, things unfortunately will remain about the same. By the way, if we could get an interview with Dan Mason or Bill, and I forget his last name, the president of Clear Channel, that would be great, get their views on this type of thing. And also, if we could have John Bowker tell us his perspective of programming from the 40s to 50s as opposed to now, that would be very interesting. 73s, everyone, and have a great day.
Hello, everyone. This is Dale Ham calling from Kansas City, Missouri. And why are all these AM stations on News Talk flipping to FM? WBBM Chicago has done it some time ago. Now we've got a couple of locals here in Kansas City that have done it. 980 KMBZ is still on AM, but they're also on an FM frequency. Just recently this week, 710 KCMO News Talk just opened on 103.7, and the KMBZ is on 98.1 also.
This is John Wesley Smith from Hallsville, Missouri, and this is Friday, June 15th as I'm doing this. At 725 this morning, I checked both 1120 KMOX in St. Louis and 1230 KWIX in Moberly to see if they were running the Charles Osgood files from CBS. And indeed, they both were, and they were totally different feeds. It's definitely that's the case. It wasn't just that KMOX runs a little behind because of being digital or whatever. So I just thought I would mention that for whatever it's worth. So apparently these stations are getting their CBS features from somewhere. I don't know what other features they might run. KWIX and Moberly has usually been very good at running the CBS feeds, the various features, to fill some time during their newscasts and so forth. All right, just thought I would mention that for whatever it's worth.
Hello, Fred and DXers. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. Today is June 17th. I got my audio service magazine today, and I may be going to the convention. I want to do a very, very brief report. AM 1260 WWRC has indeed increased its power, and now they have become an AM test as far as I am concerned. I get them about three or four different spots on the radio dial, and they seem to bring up the other station that causes me problems on AM 1050 and also 980. At the other end of the dial, I have problems with 1500 WFED and 1540, and they screw up the upper end of the AM dial. And when these stations do cut back at night, I do get some relief, so to speak. Be interesting to find out if anyone can get AM 1260 WWRC that had trouble getting it before but has no trouble getting it now or has received it for the first time.
Greetings, DXers. This is Terry Livingston Hughes in Los Angeles, California. I'm so grateful to all the editors. Every issue is filled with nothing but interesting articles, and I learn so much from you. This is the only magazine that I read completely within the first 24 hours that I receive it. I have some questions. I may only have time for one of them now. There is a station on FM calling itself Guadalupe Radio. It's at 87.7, yes, I know, analog channel 6. It is in Spanish. It seems to be an official radio station of the diocese, the Roman Catholic Diocese of Los Angeles. How does a station have authority to broadcast outside the FM broadcast band like this? My next question is for Mr. Durenberger, and it is, there used to be a station in L.A., KBLA, in Burbank on 1480. We kids used to listen to school lessons on this station. It became country music KBBQ, switched frequencies to 1500, became KROQ-AM, and left the air, I think, sometime around 1973. The early days of this station might be interesting. I'm saying that because we had school lessons on this, and there may have been other things going on that I'm unaware of. Again, thanks all for the excellent articles, excellent muses. I can't think of a better magazine. 73 is a good DX.
And if you'd like to muse, give us a call at 419-741-0205, 24 hours a day, and keep it brief and to the point so everyone has a chance to speak. Now let's shoot up to Minneapolis.
KDWP 63.
Shortwave broadcasters mauled their opportunities, by Alexis Houck in an article in Radio World magazine published June 7. A large portion of presentations at the National Association of Shortwave Broadcasters meeting held in Washington in May centered on the issue of how shortwave radio, dismissed by some as in its last throes, a relic of the Cold War era disappearing under the shadow of digital, can eke out a place in the 21st century. Voice of America's chief White House correspondent Dan Robinson shares how his interest in shortwave radio led him to a prestigious career as an international broadcast journalist. As many of the conference's speakers argued, the shortwave solution may reside in areas with little electricity, where shortwave is seen as an effective and necessary means of relaying information under the nose of repressive regimes. Presenting the results of a recent study on shortwave audiences across the globe, Dr. Kim Andrew Elliott, an audience research specialist at International Broadcasting Bureau, pointed out that in countries like Nigeria and Zimbabwe, radio ownership far surpasses television. In the impoverished landscape of Mugabe's Zimbabwe, 32% of those surveyed owned shortwave radios, according to Elliott. The surveys were conducted randomly, face-to-face, and door-to-door. Burma, another stronghold for shortwave with a 60% listenership, is ranked by the Reporters Without Borders website as 169th out of 179th for freedom of the press. People are listening at work. They may not have a radio at home, but they're listening where they can, says Elliot. People are very comfortable about owning shortwave radios and tuning them. The attendees of the conference, all representing various interests in the shortwave world, hailing from across the country, got a tour of Radio Free Asia, the conference's host location, which has managed to broadcast even to the highly censored North Korea via shortwave, which is more difficult to interrupt than the Internet, and is one of the only means of bringing in news from the international community. Presenter Thomas Witherspoon, who founded Ears to Our World, a nonprofit based near Asheville, North Carolina, which supplies shortwave radios to South Sudan, said, "I get asked all the time, why do you still use shortwave radio? That's like something my grandpa had. People know by and large that it's on the decline, but we're working in the places where it's not on the decline as much." He said he was skeptical when people dismissed shortwave radio's future on premises like the Internet is everywhere. "I always like to think there's an opportunity in this," Witherspoon said. "We can look at all the reasons why radio is on the decline, or instead ways we can invest in shortwave radio and why we should do that. First of all, it's affordable, and you broadcasters are doing it pretty efficiently." One of the conference's few women attendees, Shanaz Gavami of the FCC, said, "After sitting here today, it's fascinating. It makes you think of shortwave as something new." The group also heard presentations by the USA DRM, Digital Radio Mondial Group, and from one of NASB's newest members, Antenna Products of Mineral Wells, Texas. NASB Secretary Treasurer Jeff White says, "Of course, those of us involved in shortwave radio know that it's very much alive and kicking. It's our job to make sure that the big bosses who fund shortwave stations know this too, so they don't keep eliminating funding for these operations. And along with this, we need to find new, innovative ways to make shortwave relevant in today's media-saturated world." White says it's important for us to get together, if only once a year, and share ideas with each other. And that article was entitled "Shortwave Broadcasters Mull Their Opportunities," an article in Radio World magazine published June 7. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service.
Help wanted. Bill Hale is stepping down as editor of the AM Switch and the Graveyard DX Achievements in September of this year. Bill puts together the information, which Dave Alpert then reads on the DX Audio Service. We've had a couple of volunteers step forward to offer their services on GYDXA, and an announcement will be forthcoming on that column's future in DX News. We've also had a couple of people express some moderate interest in AM Switch, but no definite offers as of yet, and time is running out. So if you think you'd like to try your hand at AM Switch, this is your chance. The main qualifications are, 1, a willingness to hunt down the station change information on the FCC's website, which is all there but not necessarily in the most user-friendly format, and, of course, other sources available to the club as well. And 2, an attention to detail and striving for accuracy. There are several folks around who can also show you where the bodies are buried, so to speak, on the FCC's website, but the other necessary qualities can't be taught. If you have them, email them and talk to us at the publisher of DX News Magazine. His email address is nrcdxnews@gmail.com. And, of course, our thanks go out to Bill, who's been editing AMS, or DDXD, for more than 25 years now. And before him, Jerry Starr. The two of them have been doing AMS since well before 1976.
The following is an article from the New York Times of June 8, 2012, by Brian Stelter. Hosts of Car Talk to retire after 35 years of automotive banter. For years now after their broadcasts, Tom and Ray Magliozzi, the hosts of the public radio hit Car Talk, have been ranking the listener calls they receive on a scale from 5 to 1, with 5 being the most entertaining. It's an archival system that will soon be put to use. After 35 years of weekly broadcasts and some 12,500 calls, the wisecracking brothers announced on Friday, June 8, that they are retiring. As of October, we're not going to be recording any more new shows, Tom, 74, wrote in a CarTalk.com, written with Ray, 63, who added, "We've decided it's time to stop and smell the cappuccino." NPR, formerly called National Public Radio, will keep the show going by cobbling together the best of the old segments, the fives, so to speak. The producers think that most listeners won't notice or care that the show is dated. Nonetheless, the announcement on Friday saddened fans of the pair, also known as Click and Clack the Tappet Brothers, whose freewheeling chat show, ostensibly about cars, has been a weekend tradition for decades. Dean Capello, the chief content officer for WNYC, the country's largest public radio station, credited the brothers with bringing something new to the public radio sound waves. Laughter. "By laughing out loud on the radio, they gave permission for you at home to laugh too," he said. "Car Talk," he said, "is about the human condition. It's about the desperation you feel when you're standing in front of something that doesn't work and how you work your way out of it." Car Talk started on WBUR, a Boston public radio station, in 1977. The brothers, both graduates of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, gained expertise from running an auto repair shop in Cambridge, Massachusetts. They kept working there while taping the weekly shows, which NPR has been distributing nationwide for 25 years. NPR has no higher-rated show. "I think it's fair to say it's going out at the top of its game," said Eric Newsom, the vice president of programming for NPR, in an interview on Friday afternoon. The announcement capped several years of informal conversations between NPR executives and the Magliozzis about the future of the show, which hasn't strayed far, if at all, from its original format. Peter Segal, the host of another weekly program on NPR, "Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me," said in a blog post on Friday that getting to know the Magliozzis over the years made me realize that in radio, maybe in life, it's much more important to be kind than it is to be clever. And that instead of being different every week, it's more of a challenge and more of a reward to your listeners to find a way to be yourself. NPR does not release the average quarter-hour radio ratings that assess how many people are listening on a 15-minute basis, but Mr. Newsom said that Car Talk outrates Morning Edition, All Things Considered, and other radio staples. "Morning Edition touches more people because it's broadcast for many more hours," Mr. Newsom said, "but for a single hour of programming, this is the single most powerful program on public radio, and has been for years. Cumulatively, Morning Edition reaches about 13 million people a week. Car Talk reaches about 3.3 million. Car Talk has been an important fundraising tool for the public radio organization, which relies in part on donations from listeners. Through Car Talk, there is even a vehicle donation program for local public radio and television stations. The show was briefly and badly made into an animated TV series on PBS in 2008. "Lots of people discover public radio through Car Talk," Mr. Newsom acknowledged, "and make their first contribution to the organization for that reason." But because Car Talk will continue to be broadcast, albeit in a remixed form, he and other NPR executives said that they don't expect fundraising to suffer. "In the past, repeats of Car Talk have rated just as highly as new episodes," they said. "We've talked to listeners in the past, in surveys, and they've told us that to them, the only thing that matters is that it's funny. It's entertaining," Mr. Newsom said. "They don't care when it was recorded." The Magliozzis are the kind of people who wouldn't care. Famously lackadaisical, they joked on Friday that they were about to get even lazier. But turning briefly serious at the end of the column on Friday, Ray said to fans, "Thank you for giving us far more of your time than we ever deserved. We love you." And now that starting this fall for the first time, we'll be able to sit at home laughing at Car Talk along with you guys on Saturday morning. Mr. Newsom did not venture a guess about how long NPR could keep distributing reproduced episodes of Car Talk. "But the calls that are fives alone," he said, "could make up 8 years of material." For the DX Audio Service, I'm Bruce Winkleman.
"Where Have All the Engineers Gone?" by Mark Pearsons. In 1960, Pete Seeger sang the lyrics, "Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Long Time Passing." That song is running through my head now, but with a different question. Where have all the engineers gone? I got into this business more than 3 decades ago. During my career, I witnessed the transition from full-time human engineers, based at radio stations, to plug-and-play era of today. Who will pick up the tools of the trade? Radio broadcast engineering can be a tough business. You're generally expected to be on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Of course, your entire career. Working day and night with my wife Paula often meant canceling family gatherings in favor of getting a transmitter running again. But it's also a satisfying and challenging occupation, which kept me on my toes for 33 years. Now I work for a shop fixing equipment that stations send to me, enjoying the lack of calls about repairs at 3 a.m. But now I play a different role in the engineering world. I wonder what happened to all the new engineers out there, the ones who should take my place. Why are they so few? Unfortunately, the industry, including myself, has not done a good job of attracting and training young blood in the radio engineering profession. Through the Society of Broadcast Engineers, it's trying commendably. We are in an unusual business where equipment is manufactured in relatively small numbers, so the cost is high and the gear usually doesn't fall into the throwaway category. When a $70,000 transmitter goes down, there's not always factory tech support to point the way. Any young engineer must possess electronic training so he or she can understand what a circuit is supposed to do and how to troubleshoot it down to the component level when it is not working right. More and more these days, I observe a lack of such training from technical schools. Perhaps because many college-educated engineers are focused on designing equipment now. Recently, I was at a cell site that is co-located with an FM broadcast transmitter. I was having trouble with my soldering iron and asked a cell repairman to loan me his iron. But he told me, we don't have soldering irons because none of our work requires soldering. Wow! Was I surprised. I wear out my soldering irons because they get so much use on the job. Is it true that radio stations are moving over to IP audio, which falls more into the domain of IT people, but transmitters and antennas still need broadcast engineers to install and maintain? Today's engineers need to do both IT and maintenance, or the station must have two people to fill those roles. I have been getting calls from IT people who are struggling with transmitters that are beyond their level of education or understanding. Those people often do not have Ohm's Law basic knowledge to help them think through component-level troubleshooting problems. Any upcoming radio broadcast engineer needs to recognize this and train accordingly to be equipped mentally to deal with this when it occurs. We older engineers need to help by mentoring the young ones to bring up their level of expertise in electronic problem solving. It is the right thing to do.
WWVB to test signal improvement. NIST radio station WWVB-AM is trying to improve its signal penetration. The station near Fort Collins, Colorado, continuously broadcasts time and frequency signals at 60 kHz. The carrier frequency provides a stable frequency reference traceable to the national standard. WWVB is also used for high-level applications such as network time synchronization and frequency calibrations. It'll be interesting to see if those who tune in to set their clocks by the station notice an improvement. WWVB is testing a phase-modulated broadcast format. They began on June 14th, and they will end on June 29th. During the test period, the normal WWVB broadcast was restored for a one-hour period on weekdays only, according to WWVB broadcast manager John Lau. Radio-controlled clocks and watches will not be affected by the test. Phase-locking 60 kHz timing and frequency standard receivers may lose lock during the test, but will restore during the normal broadcast period, he states on the WWVB website. WWVB's current power level is about 70,000 watts. In theory, WWVB could improve its signal penetration by 14 dB. That's a lot. If it added phase modulation to its existing amplitude-modulated carrier, devices designed to receive the phase modulation will have at least a 14 dB advantage over the regular AM signal. WWVB has already conducted experiments where phase modulation has been added to its AM signal for brief periods of time. For this latest test, NIST is gathering field data on the East Coast to better determine how much of the calculated 14 dB improvement is actually realized.
Just a reminder to DX Audio Service members that this year's convention will be held in Bridgeport, West Virginia, at the Days Inn and Suites, the weekend of August the 3rd through the 5th. The hotel is located at 112 Tolley Drive, close to Routes 50 and I-79 exit. Reservations need to be made by July the 20th, 2012, and by calling area code 304-842-7371. You must use this direct number to the hotel, and you must tell them that you're with the National Radio Club Convention to get this room rate. Registration is $45 for members and $25 for your spouse or guest. Please make your checks out to National Radio Club. This price includes the buffet dinner for the Saturday banquet and all the chips and soft drinks and, of course, all the beer for the weekend. And probably a free pizza party on Friday night. A tour is planned for noon on Friday, August the 3rd, at our local 911 center. And we hopefully will be touring a local TV station and radio station with times to be announced later. Also, the National Radio Club AM Radio Log 2011-2012, that's the 32nd edition, is now sold out. Now it's time to work on updating the database for the 33rd edition. It will be the most accurate, up-to-date North America medium-wave radio station listing anywhere. Look for it at Labor Day.
Moment, broadcast Brainiac from the Chattanooga Times. Matt Colombo likes to say he has a mental backup of his website. His recallability is legendary among those who know him. This guy is like a brainiac, said Matt Wynn, vice president of Lucan Communications, Colombo's employer. You name a city about anywhere across the country, and he can tell you what networks are available and on what TV channels. Colombo is a broadcast television devotee, and in his spare time, the electrical engineering grad shares what he knows, answering inquiries and doling out advice about reception via his website, rabbitears.info. The product of his hobby is a problem solver for over-the-air television watchers throughout the United States and parts of Canada. Colombo knows what he's talking about. He receives 34 over-the-air channels at his home atop Missionary Ridge between an outdoor UHF and VHF antenna, a free-to-air satellite dish, and an indoor antenna. One recent morning, Colombo demonstrated his recall abilities. I can pull that from memory, he says, as he tweaks his UHF and VHF antenna. For instance, in Pueblo in Colorado Springs, Colorado, they have NBC and a weather channel on 5, PBS, which has the Spanish PBS and Create on Channel 8. Channel 11 is CBS and my network TV. He says Channel 13 is ABC and Telemundo. 21 is Fox and CW. They have 57, that is CW. They have a religious channel on 38 and on 51. Spanish Univision on 48 and 27. I might have forgotten a couple here and there, he says. Those are the big networks, at least. He even has an answer to reception problems, as he uses a crescent wrench to tweak the antenna on his back deck to correct for atmospheric disturbance. He offers up his solution. In a perfect world, the world would be completely flat. Moment is a weekly column by the Chattanooga Times Free Press photo staff that explores the seldom told stories of our region.
Do you still use cassettes? Well, I have a large quantity of cassettes around the studio, many of which are blank, or have since had their contents transferred to digital. I'd like to find a new home for these cassettes. If you still use cassettes and want a large quantity of them, please contact me. I have large priority mailbox versions for $16, medium for $12, or you can just get a small box of cassettes.
I got a lot of tapes, and I'd sure like to get them off my hands. Contact me here at the DX Audio Service or by email, fvobe, F-V-O-B-B-E, at realoldiesradio.com, or by letter at the start of the tape. Please, no phone calls. First come, first served. And that is our DX Audio Service for the month of July 2012. Hey, don't forget the convention, and don't forget to get out and support radio.
The music sounds best anywhere you play it.